1. Scotland? Really?
Zelda Hicks had been leaning on the desk looking at her colleague Emery's computer screen as he flicked through various websites belonging to Scottish castles. The white leather-heeled boots she had worn to the office that morning were killing her ankles, so she sat down gingerly next to him instead.
Afraid so, darling. The boss has her heart set on it. Stone Castle, brooding lochs, all the haggis you can eat. This whole collection's tartan.
Her British colleague, Emery, the photographer for the Village Receiver, a small but respected New York newspaper, tapped a pile of test shots on his desk. Zelda flicked through images of red, blue, and purple tartan pencil skirts, one-shoulder mini-dresses, and revealing bustier tops worn by models. She lowered her reading glasses onto her nose, pushing her black fringe out of the way. She'd just started wearing glasses for reading and screens and tended to put them on her head when she was working. But then she'd forget where they were and spend 10 minutes searching her desk until Emery or some other kind soul pointed them out.
Shooting in Scotland's so unnecessarily expensive, though. We could do it in Queens and it'd look just fine. Union Square, the lost and found office of the Empire State Building, Zelda suggested.
The Village Receiver, based in a slightly down-at-heel building just off Bleecker Street in the West Village, usually didn't have the budget for international travel. They were an artsy, local newspaper that generally featured New York artists, fashion, musicians, and restaurants. However, since their new editor, Myra Kahn, had been appointed, she had been spending money like it was going out of fashion. Zelda had serious doubts as to whether Myra sending her and Emery to Scotland just for a fashion editorial was wise, but her opinion didn't mean much. Ultimately, she wasn't in charge. Even though she'd worked herself up to the position of features editor from an entry-level position, and Myra had come from a well-known fashion magazine where she was probably used to having more money for things like sudden trips to Scotland.
Maybe. But may I suggest that you say yes with a bow on top? Sales are down for the 5th month in a row since she started, and she's on the warpath.
Emery shot a glance at Myra's...